transformation so that you will go into a light.
The transformation is what I'm talking about. Means I will die from this, I will be someone else. You cannot mix it. Have a portion of this and a portion of that, mix it together. To be kind and nice person and a little bit selfish, first of all, who brought that little bit over there? You cheater. Yeah. It's get rid of that animal, become a human being. That's it. Yes.
A man grows up, his childhood dies. He becomes a Greek. He washes out the dye of the Ethiopian.
Not always, of course, because I have seen a lot of people who that the child is still alive in them and they never grow up, because you could do even that. Remain that child. It's simple. If you have a rich parent that spoiled you, haven't seen that kind of people, they remain a child. They never grow up, they don't become a human being. For humanity, you should grow up. That child was born by a woman. Here we are talking about a soul which is born from a man. That's what Rumi is. So we are not talking about the physical existence of this animal, the other part of it. This should go away, the other one replace it. That simple. Yes.
Earth becomes gold, its earthly aspect remains not. Sorrow becomes joy, the thorn of sorrowfulness remains not. Hence Mustafa said, O seeker of the mysteries, you wish to see a dead man living, walking on the earth like living men, dead and his spirit is gone to heaven. Whose spirit hath a dwelling place on high at this moment, if he die, his spirit is not translated, because it has been translated before death. This is understood by dying, not by reason.
This is the trick. He explained something and at the end said, this one should not or could not be understood with the logic and the brain. This is something else here. I'm talking about somebody who is dead before death and he is the best. And this is not something that you logically could understand. Yes.
Translation it is, not like the translation of the spirits of the vulgar. It resembles a removal from one place to another.
The word is translated to place, and it could be, but it doesn't mean that, because in Arabic it means that maqam, but in Persian maqam is the respected social position you have. That's maqam, because you stand upon that. Do you remember? We said stand up, be responsible. For that standing up, you're doing something that we call it. We say, that's what I mean. Not this animal moving down there. I mean your position will upgrade, you become you will have a better personality. Yes.
Actually, maqam in Arabic has many other meanings, and one of them is also this elevated.
Yes, but
we use it a lot.
Not always. That's the trick. In this language, the Persians, I told you, they cheated. Yeah. They will cheat in the language, because for them, it doesn't matter. where the word is coming from, or what is the root of that word really. Because when they talk, they use nonsenses, the stuff that it's not word at all, but they use it. Why? Because they have the use for it. They have this poetic spirituality in hand, so they play with these words, especially with the Arabic one, because the Arabs are like that. Yes.
If anyone wished to see a dead man walking thus visibly on the earth, let him behold Abu Bakr, the devout. Through being a true witness, became the prince of the resurrected. In this life, look at the Siddiq, that you may believe more firmly in the resurrection. Muhammad then was 100 resurrections here and now, for he was dissolved in dying to losing and binding. Sorry, to loosing and binding.
He started with Abu Bakr, which is the replacement of Muhammad. So think about him, because nobody says anything negative about him or whatever, and for a short period of time he was there. Says, look at this. Who is that fellow? Who is he? How many wives did he have? How many children? You don't know. The only thing you know about him is Siddiq, honest. He was the symbol of honesty. Next step to Prophet is honesty. Because lying and cheating, you don't need anything else. Because nothing will grow out of that. So he is Siddiq. Here he will say, look at him. We like that fellow. Why? Because of this transformation. He's not a human being for us. He is the symbol of honesty. And that's what the trick is. That's what Muhammad was standing up for. Yes?
Muhammad then was 100 resurrections here and now, for he was dissolved in dying to loosing and binding. Muhammad is the twice born in this world. He was manifestly 100 resurrections. They asked him concerning the resurrection, saying, O resurrection, how long is the way to the resurrection? And often he would say with mute eloquence, does anyone ask the resurrection concerning the resurrection?
They will ask him, what is the resurrection? And he say, what a stupid fellow. What a stupid question. You are asking a resurrected fellow, what is resurrection? Be resurrected, period. It's this movement. Some fellow has changed. You'll ask him, what is this change? Yes?
Hence the messenger of good tidings said, symbolically, die before ye die, O nobles, even as I have died before death, and brought from yonder this fame and renown. Do thou then become the resurrection, and see the resurrection. This is the necessary condition for seeing.
And this is the final play with the word of Qiyamat. That's the same Qiyam, standing up. That's the stuff you see. Stand up and you will understand what the standing up is. Don't ask, don't bring in the silly conversation. Yes.
Until thou become it, thou wilt not know it completely, whether it be light or darkness.
That is the point. that then you will not get it with cheating. When you get there, you will see it, whatever it is. Period. Yes?
Thou become reason, thou wilt know reason perfectly. If thou become love, thou wilt know love's wick.
That's the trick. Playing with two words. The first one is apala, logic, brain, this. The second one is love, ishq. You say, this is the trick. If you believe in this, for you, the brain is the top. If you understand what love is, then you understand what I'm talking about. Yes.
I would declare plainly the proof of this assertion, if there were an understanding fit to receive it.
Yes, that is the point. You know why I don't try to logically prove it to you? Because it's impossible, your logic cannot do it. Your logic is a little bit. You will not get it with that, yes?
Figs are very cheap in this vicinity. If a fig-eating bird should arrive as a guest, whether men or women in the whole world are continually in the death agony and are dying. Regard their words as the injunctions which a father gives at that moment to his son, that thereby consideration and pity may grow, so that the root of hatred and jealousy and enmity may be cut off. Look on thy kinsman with that intention, so that thy heart may burn for his death agony. Everything that is coming will come. Deem it here and now. Deem thy friend to be in the death agony and in the act of losing. And if motives debar from this insight, cast these motives out of thy bosom.
Okay. Difficult. I don't know how to translate it, because it's very poetic here, and he is talking about the final stuff that he wants to talk about. And he will say, you know what, look at it this way. Look at someone who is dying and try to have the feeling for that and to understand what the death is and why you have that feeling. And all of that. Go deep down and understand what your reaction is without this coverage that you have as the etiquette or the way of behaving or whatever. Yes?
And if thou canst not, do not stand inertly in a state of incapacity. Know that with incapable, there is a goodly incapacitator. Incapacity is a chain. He laid it upon thee. Thou must open thine eye to him who lays the chain. Therefore make humble entreaty, saying, O guide of life, I was free. I have fallen into bondage. What is the cause of this?
Says, look at you. Somehow you're in chain, okay? And what are you looking at? The chain. Look at the chain maker, the one who put it there, and say, I was free, why did you chain my hand? Yes, have that question.
I have planted my foot in evil more firmly, for through thy omnipotence, verily, I am in a losing business all the time.
Huh? This is what the trick is. If you are honest, you are getting worse and worse and worse saved, that I'm slipping down and I'm not getting better. Yes?
I have been deaf to thy admonitions. While professing to be an idol breaker, I have been an idol maker. Is it more incumbent to think of what you have made, or of death,